Israel. Sheyiyu mareyim bechurshin. He made one takona, you light a pish to let your animals go in a forest. So Rashi says then that the Baal HaYar, the one that owns the forest, is not supposed to be makpid. He has to let you come in, let your animals feed there. Oh, malaktim eitzim besadaseim. And you light to gather together wood from the fields. We'll soon see what type of a wood. Even from your friend's field, you're allowed to collect the wood, Rashi says, to give it to the animal to eat. Or malaktin asavim b'chomokim. And you're allowed to also gather together grass any place. Chutz mitiltin. Excluding a soda, a field that's growing tiltin, there you can't take away the grass. Tiltin, Rashi says, is a min kidneys type of a bean. Why mashma for these beans, the grass is good. So if you take away the grass or ruin the bean, you can't take away the grass. But other fields you could. The koitmin netiyos b'chomokim. You're allowed to pull off a bud off the tree. Koitmin netiyos, Rashi says, min hi'ilon. Koitem bad, you're allowed to pull off a little bud, lita oilahakiv, to replant it someplace else. For layakvid balilon, the owner of the tree shouldn't be makvid. Like for you, it's a little loss, but for this other person, we'll have a new tree growing. We'll see in the Gemara exactly which part of the tree. Chutz mi grufiyos shel zayis, excluding the trunk of a zayis of an olive tree. From the trunk of the olive tree, there you can't take off any growths. Now, umayin hayotze batchila, a well that just started to be used, b'nei'ir mistavki mimenu. The people in the city are allowed to use it, take the water from it. Rashi says, of course, an old well, but also the people in the city are allowed to use it. You can't have akpod, only certain people. Anybody can come and take the water from the well. Now, umachkin biyoma shel tveria. You're allowed to put out nets, like to catch fish, in the Yam Shel Tveria, obavad, providing though, shela yifras kolo, you should not put there a certain type of pegs there in the ground there, the Yam Ades HaSfina, that would stop the ships from going through. That you can't do. You can't stop the ships from going through the Yam Shel Tveria. Now, v'nifnin li'achuri ha-geder, you're allowed, if somebody has to go to the basic kisei, even in the back of somebody's geder, you know, the Damos didn't have basic kisei, let's go out in the fields. So even though it's private property, you're allowed to be nifna liachuria get in the back of somebody's gather, somebody's fence, even though you may even break the fence because of this. Rashi says the kama forish law lenitzuchel lito haymenu tsuror. Later we say we're talking about taking a stone to wipe yourself. The apopisha purits us again, even though you break together, like you want to take a stone out of the wall, you're allowed to do this to wipe yourself. We'll soon see. Even though the field is full of saffron, still you're allowed to. O mahalchin b'shvil horishus. You're allowed to walk through roads, through a person's field, private roads, you're allowed to walk through. Ad sheterud revi'ashniya. Until the second rainfall comes down. So Rashi says, it means tam b'neyodam, normal, regular people, mishechnisu tfuosam. When they take in the tfuah by Sukkot time, at Shas Azri, until the time when they plant, is mafkirin to the sayim. They don't care. They let people stand walk through their fields. But now when they start to plant, they don't want people to walk through it anymore. So therefore, Yeshua men at the corner of the lot will still walk through until the second rainfall comes down. So Rashi says, man is the Yudzayim b'Macheshvan. That's the 17th day of Macheshvan. Up until then, you're still allowed to walk through private fields. After that, you're not allowed to, because then the seeds start to grow, and therefore your walking will ruin the fields. You're not allowed to walk. You're allowed to walk on the sides of the fields, the sides of the roads. Rashi says at any time, even this man at Fua, and when the people are makbid not to let you go through, still you're allowed to walk along the sides of a person's field. If it's too crowded in the Rishus Rabbim, you're allowed to walk, Litzidi Hadrochim. Mifnei Yisaydis Hadrochim, because sometimes there's obstacles in the Rishus Rabbim itself, you can't walk there, they're like pegs there, the ground got so dry and dirty there, Ravashi like tit, the dried out stuff, it made it hard to walk there, you're allowed to walk on the side of the road, like Yimamish on the boundary of the person's Osoda. Viha Toya Bein HaKromim, if somebody got lost in the middle of a vineyard, Mavsig B'yod, he's allowed to cut down the vines to get up, or Mavsig B'yur, he's allowed to cut down the vines to go down. If he got lost there, then he could cut down the Zemuris in order to find his way. Another takona was that Omeis Mitzvah, Koina Mekoimai. The person dies, and there's no relative to bury him, it's Omeis Mitzvah, so wherever he died, he's allowed to be buried there. He's Koina that Mokum. Rashi says, "Mekaymai mokem shenofal shom beis meisai kana lekvura v'yein bal hasadim makabalov." If he dies in your field, you have no right to throw him out. You have to let him be buried there. These are the 10 takonis that Yeshua made when they first came into Eretz Yisrael. We'll see the Gemara Takasha. There are 11 here, really. Yeah. Now, the first one is Shiyiyo Mereyin Bechurshin. First takona was that you have to, if somebody owns a forest, even though it's private property, you have to let people, let their animals pasture there. Omera Papa, Loya Mor Neladaka Vagas, only small animals in a big forest. So you won't ruin it that much. Avodaka Badaka, but small animals in a small forest. Or else Vagasa Vagasa, Behem Vagasa, big animals in a big forest. Loy, that no, will be too much, you'll damage it too much. And the Kol Shechena, for sure, Gasa Badaka Deloy, and for sure you can't let a big animal pasture in a small forest, because for sure he'll eat it up and ruin it. So the Takona Yeshua was only a small animal in a big forest. O Malaktin, second Takona was, O Malaktin Eitzim Yisudasayim, you're allowed to gather together wood from the other somebody else's field. Now, Loya Morin, this was only said, Ella behizmi v'higi, mamish small thorns, only on thorns you're allowed to collect. Avo b'sharetzim, but real good wood, lo, you're not allowed to collect from somebody else's field. V'yafilu behizmi v'higi, even with type of thorns, small pieces of wood, Loya Morin, it was only said, Ella b'v'chuborim, only if it's still attached to the ground, still attached to the tree, then you're allowed to pick off these bad small woods. Avo b'tlushim, if the balabas already cut them off, so you see, he was mocked, but he worked on it to cut it off. Then you can't take it. Now, even when the pieces of wood are still attached, it was only said, if it's still dried, it's still wet. It's not usable for firewood yet. If the wood is all dried out already, and now you could use this wood easily, then you're not allowed to take this wood. So kids, you're only allowed to take wet wood when it's still attached, and only mamish the little thorns, the little parts of the wood. And a bavachla yishrash, even when you take this wood, you have to be careful not to take away the roots. Like, don't ruin it, that the tree won't continue growing. You only have right to take, like, the edges of it, that won't ruin, the shrashim won't ruin the roots. Now, so that's two so far. Now three. O malaktin asavim chomokim, malakta collect grass all over. Chutz misod tilton, but not in the sod that's growing this bean called tilton. Lamemri, you want to tell me the tilton malalay asavim. That for tilton, it's good, the grass. Therefore, you're not allowed to take away the grass from this field. Or Ramini, I have a kash on you. We learned, tilton also im mini asovim, if you have tilton, that's growing beklayim. It's growing beklayim now, and there's asovim grass growing next to it. So locher is ein machiyovin oisalaker. We don't force you right now to uproot the asovim. Why not? Because it says that it's bad for it, and by yourself you'll uproot it. So therefore, we're not machiyovin to do it right now. But I call upon him, you see that asavim is bad for the tilton. That's why, like, for sure on your own, eventually, you'll uproot it. Said, how come here we're saying it's good for the tilton? So our answer is, Amr Abiyam, Yolakash, there's no stira. Kan lezera, kan lezirin. If you're using it just to get the seed, then taka will say, then it's good. But if you're using it to eat it, then it's different. Lezera, koshal, I mean, the opposite. If you're using it just to get the seed out of it, you're just planting it now to grow seeds, to replant it, then the grass is no good. But koshalu asovim, the makashle, it makes it weak. But lezirin, if you plan to eat these beans, not to use it for seeds to replant it, but you plan to eat it, then malilo, then the grass that grows around it is good for it. The chikaimu beini asovim, because when these tilton grows amongst the grass, mirkavo, it softens it. So therefore, we're talking about over here that you're going to use these tilton for eating purposes. Therefore, the grass around it makes it soft and good. You're not allowed to take off the grass around it. Iboyasem, another terraces, Iboyasem, kan liyodom, kan lebehema. That depends. If it's for a person, then it's good. And kan lebehema, then it's no good. That's from Fiapasim, I mean, for a man, it's no good. But for behema, it is good. In other words, for behema, if you're growing this tilton for your animals, so animals eat grass also. Therefore, the grass around it is also good for the animals. But if you grow it for a person, the person doesn't eat grass. Therefore, the grass around it is no good. So, where's the kasha? No, mercy says that. Kanu kanu behema. Techivun le behema hu, tezora, asadam nami mi boyle. that since you're growing this tilta for the purpose of giving it to the animals, so of course you want the grass around it also. The grass is also good for the animals. Yeah. Now for the Gemara, so, how do we know? No, is that that Yeshua made a takana, that you can't, you could take all grasses except grass and their tilton, only the tilton is growing for the animal. How do you know it's growing for the animal or not? How do you know it's growing for a person or it's growing for the animals? Some Papa said, Sha'ar ya mishar liyodim. If it's grown in rows, you made nice rows, the Rashi says, Asuyas karugais, you planted it very nicely in a long row. So that's the way you plant for a person. But, loy shore mishar lebehema. If you didn't grow it with rows, then we say, your kavanah is to give it to your behemoth. And then it would be also to take away the grass. But then the grass is mastered it. Yeah. Now, the kaitman netiyah b'chamokim, you're allowed to pull off a bud any place on a tree. If you have a bud and the tea is growing there, you're allowed to pull it off. Somebody can just pull it off to replant it someplace else. Chutz migrufya shel zayis, excluding though the stump of a zayis of the olive tree. Now, pirush Reb Tamchum, Rabbi Brayis, mishum zok and echad name of one older person, bezayis kibetzim. That you have to leave over on a zayis, an olive tree, the size of an egg. That's the much you have to leave over from the stump before you can start picking off these buds. So Rashi says, "Bezayis kebeitza, kishir goiva beitza, the height of an egg. Sarach laniach min azayis milamata samach legaza. Now above its stump, you have to leave over still the size of an egg. Pekanim, what about by reeds? Uvegfanim min apakak, only from the pekak ulamala." From the pekak lamala, then you're allowed to take, not below this. Rashi, pekak lamala means muta liktoim pekak kesher, means the knot. Where the knots of the tree start, above that you're allowed to, but below that you're not allowed to. Vishal kolilonis, all other trees, min uvya, from the thickness of the tree. Voloi min chud, not from the chud, from the sharpness of the tree. Voloi min chud shalilon. Now min chodosh, you're going to take off a new tree. Shein the rice of pears that didn't give off fruit yet. And there is this bud that you can pull off the tree to replant it, only if it's a new bud like that doesn't have fruits yet. But not if it has fruits already. For lo min yoshin, shuwais the pears, and not from an old bud, because that gives off fruits already. Now mimokim shein the rice of chamos, you can only pull off the bud from a place of the tree that doesn't see the sun. Therefore you're not ruining the owner somehow.